Welcome back to Henley Field, everybody. Rick Gravin with you, ready for game two of this Central Minnesota Conference doubleheader on You Are There Sports. Eden Valley-Watkins is the home team in this one. That's the way it's set up when you play conference doubleheaders. Home team is game one home team, and the visitors get home field advantage in game two. So the right-hander Carson Geislinger gets the starting nod here. He is warming up out on the field. Pierce wins game one by the 10-run rule, winning it 14-4. So game two comes up after this.
Do you dread when it's time to get a new phone? Do you worry about transferring content, finding the right device, or dealing with a pushy salesperson? Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer, and I want you to experience the design difference. We do all we can to make your transition into a new device as easy as possible. Our goal is to have all of our customers leave with the satisfaction of knowing they were treated right. So visit us today at Design Electronics on the east side of Little Falls for your next Verizon phone, and let us show you the design difference.
Leading off, Reese Kapsner, he'll be catching. Jack Siska at short, bats second. Peter Schomer in right field, the first three to face Carson Geislinger here in game two. Reese is in the batter's box, and here we go with game two with a doubleheader. And Geislinger's first pitch is knocked foul off the bat of Reese Kapsner, one strike. Grant Johnson back behind the plate. Alex Fornbacher at second, Luke Jansen at second. With Geislinger on the mound, the shortstop for this game is Damian Lincoln. Reese gets hit for the third time today. Twice in the first game, and he wears that one on the ribs. Reese is aboard for Jack Siska. Third baseman is Dylan Utecht. In the outfield, Logan Hoff in left, Gavin Clocker in center, Connor Lincoln in right. Pioneers scored 9 runs in the first inning. In game one, we'll see if Reese is running. Nope, they're going to give Jack a chance to see a pitch, and he takes it low for a ball. Kapsner with a couple of stolen bases in inning one. There he goes. Pitch is, nope. Reese went halfway and retreated. I don't think he thought he had really good footing. He kind of slammed on the brakes there as the pitch was a strike. It's 1-1. Leadoff hit by pitch has the Pioneers a man on. We'll see if Reese is going this time. There he goes. Ball's roped into the right field corner. Reese is going to come around second. He's going to third. Reese will go. Here's Jack digging for third, and he is in with a stand-up triple. Jack Siska makes it 1-0. Boy, he turned that one around. And now Peter Schomer will bat. Austin Dickman steps into the on-deck circle. So Peter watches a strike, 0-1. Peter in right field for this one. Low, good stop by Grant Johnson, 1-1. Cody Kimmon gets his first starting assignment on the mound when the Pioneers will take the field here. Here's a set, the pitch, well to the screen, and that'll get Jack home. Wild pitch, 2-0. 2 balls and a strike to Peter Schomer. The bases are now cleared. So unlikely Piers will plate 9 like they did in game one, but they've scored 2 without an out here in game two. And Geislinger. Hard shot. Nice play at second by Luke Jansen. Throws him out. One down. Schomer tagged it. And a one hopper right to Luke Jansen for the first out. And now Austin Dickman. Pioneers 10 run the Eagles, 14-4 in 5 innings. Dickman drove in one of those runs with a first inning hit. Ground ball left side, nice two hop for Lincoln. Low throw, Fornbacher, though, has plenty of time to adjust and makes the catch. That ball bounced on the grass well in front of first, and if you're going to get a hopped throw, that's the one you want, the long hop. And Fornbacher makes the play on a Dickman grounder to third. So two down for center fielder Luke Gertz. And Luke almost got hit. Has to get out of the way. 1-0. Pierce. Chopper snared by Geislinger. He'll flip to Fornbacher, and that ends the inning. Pioneers get a hit by pitch and a triple from Suska. Suska scores on a wild pitch. Pioneers plate two. Two runs, a hit, nobody left. After a half an inning in the second game, it's Pierce two and the Eagles coming to bat.
This is Jason Nickleby, Director of Officials for the Minnesota State High School League and a 2000 graduate of Woodbury High School. You are listening to high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lash's Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lash's Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Unity Bank is banking built around you. Their UConnect checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required, and earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, member FDIC. Go Pioneers!
Two nothing start for the Pioneers. Here's Cody Kimmon, ready to make his first start of the season. He'll be working with Reese Kapsner behind the plate. Preston Vyth at first. Second base today is Austin Reduns. Shortstop is Jack Suska. Austin Dickman at third. Pioneer outfield: Isaac Oddie, Luke Gertz, Peter Schomer. Leading off, Carson Geislinger, the pitcher. 2-0 Pioneers. And ready to go to work is Cody Kimmon. Pierce 2-0 lead, and Cody's first pitch, high towering fly towards right. Schomer in foul territory, camps underneath and makes the catch. Midway down the line, one pitch, one out. And brings up Luke Jansen, the second baseman. Luke, the junior second baseman, takes inside. Luke pitched earlier this week. I think he said I visited him between games, and he threw against Kimball. Eagles now 3-5. There's one rolled towards third. Dickman, charge throws, and he is out at first. Nice stretch by Vyth. Nice play by Dickman. That was not an easy play for Austin, who hustled in, made an off-balance throw. Ball only made it about two-thirds of the way up the line to third, so Austin had to hurry, and he pegged a strike to Vyth, who made a nice stretch. Two down for Fornbacher. Cody Kimmon's first pitch a little bit high.
Any particular?
Anywhere you want to go. Many as you can. Yeah. Yep. First pitch, next pitch buzzes the tower. 2-0. Alex Fornbacher, the first baseman. Damian Lincoln to follow. Here's Kimmon's delivery. Base. Oh, shallow little pop up. I thought that was going to carry, but Suska closes the gap and makes the catch behind second. It ends up being a line drive out. Three up, three down in Kimmon's first half inning. One complete in Helly Field. It's Pierce 2, Eden Valley Watkins 0.
For the best food around, it's the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce. Great food always available, including Taco Tuesdays, soft or hard shell for $1, deep fried for $2. On Wednesday, a one-topping pizza for only $5. Thursday is wing night. Yes, stop in for wings. $4.95 bone-in one sauce or $5.95 boneless in one sauce. They've got all kinds of great sauces available. And then on Friday, a great special. It's their baby back pork ribs, $14.95. And also all-you-can-eat roasted chicken for $8.95 or chicken and ribs for $13.95. The patio always open. That's at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers.
Phelan Meats in Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Cody Kimmon to lead off the top of the second inning. Piers 2, Eden Valley Watkins 0. Kimmon followed by Preston Vyth, Derek Schomer, and then Austin Redunds. Geislinger inside. 1-1. Cody Kimmon, game one, couple of hits, 3 RBIs, couple of walks. In the dirt. 2-1 now to Cody. Derek Schomer, the DH, is batting for Isaac Oddy in this game, if I read the scorecard right for Coach Sayre. Austin Redunds will bat ninth. Well outside, 3-1. Geisinger hit a man in the first, hit Kapner leading off the game, and then Suska tripled to right. Jack scored on a wild pitch. Geisinger winds and strike called, and Cody's got to go get the bat back. He had already thrown it to the on-deck circle, and Preston Vyth says, here you go. 3-2. Payoff pitch coming to Cody Kimmon. Inside now, you can take your base. Cody has walked for the third time in the doubleheader. Boy, his on-base percentage is crazy good. He's going to be lifted for a courtesy runner here. Mike Leidenfrost will go in. Leidenfrost for Kimmon. So Leidenfrost will run. Kimmon will take a rest in the first base, third base dugout, and Preston Vyth will bat. As the free pass issued by righty Carson Geisinger, and I have to amend something I said in game one. I said that Carson was Bruce's son, but no. Luke Jansen said that it was, he is Scott's son, one of the other Geisingers. So this is Scott's son, Carson. Toss to the bag. And pitch in to Vyth is outside for a ball. So courtesy runner Michael Leidenfrost out there. Deep in center is Clocker. Piers 2, Eden Valley Watkins 1. Middle infielder squeezing the middle. Square to bunt, runner goes, pitch out, throw to second, and Michael's in standing. Stolen base for Michael Leidenfrost. They pitched out, so it's 2-0 to Preston Vyth. With Derek Schomer, 4 ribbies in the game, 1. There's a strike. So a common theme for Piers Eden Valley Watkins is 14-4 wins today. The baseball team won 14-4 in game 1. The softball team won 14-4 in game 1 down in Eden Valley Watkins. Ground ball, left field, base hit. We'll watch Leidenfrost. He's being waved around as the ball is juggled and left, and it'll be an RBI single for Preston. 3-0. RBI single to left by Preston Vyth. Gets Leidenfrost home, and it brings up Derek Schomer batting for Isaac Oddy as the DH. Little inside-out swing there by Preston, found the opening on the left side. So the JV game lasted 6 innings in a 14-4 win for the softball team. There's one served back to the net by Derek, who had 3 hits and drove in 4, including the walk-off double. He had 2 doubles. In game 1, here's the set and the pitch. High drive to left, and that's going to hook foul. Heck of an effort out there by left fielder Logan Hoff, he almost came up with that right in the corner. The wind knocked it down just enough. I thought that had a chance to get out. If it was fair, it stayed in the park, but in the very convergence of the two fence lines there. Heck of an effort there by the left fielder. Long strike to Derek makes it an 0-2 count. Nobody out. A run is in here on a walk, a steal, and a base hit by Preston Vyth. Here's the 0-2. High chopper towards third, in between hop, fielded to go to second for one. Nice dig there by Jansen to get the lead out. Dylan Utek kind of backed off, played it to the side, and bailed out by Luke at second, who's made a couple of nice plays in the field here today. One in game one, that play behind the bag. Now Audie will go in and run for Derek. It'll be a fielder's choice, 5-4, to retire Preston. And running at first is Isaac Audie. Running at first base is Isaac Audie. Here's second baseman, the senior, Austin Reduns, who was used as a runner in game one, gets a start at second. It's his fourth start of the season for Austin. Started the first three games and didn't start in game one here as Pioneer lineup was different. Here's a line drive, base hit, past third. And Austin rounds and holds as Audie stops, and Austin wastes no time attacking the first pitch, singling past third, and it's first and second. Second hit of the inning, third of the game for the Pioneers off Carson Geislinger. Top of the order now, Reese Kapsner will bat. Reese hit by a pitch, and that's the third time he's been hit in this doubleheader already. Goes the opposite way, high tailing drive to deep right. To the track and against the wall. One is in. Reduns is being waved. Reduns coming to the plate. Scores on a double. A two-run double to deep right center. A one-hopper off the warning track. And the Pioneers have scored three here, and they now lead 5-0 in the top of the second. And here's shortstop Jack Suska, who has a triple in this game. Low ball one. Boy, Kapsner said, I'm not going to hit. I'm going to do the hitting. After being hit by pitch three times, the first pitch across the plate. There's a ground ball sharply hit towards Luke Jansen off the end of his glove. Here comes a runner around to the plate. Safe is Reese. Suska motoring for second. Safe. 6-0. Luke just knocked it down. It trickled behind him. He had a long way to go to get to that one. Likely a hit for Jack. So Reese scores easily. And Coach Dan Berg is going to come out, and he's going to get the ball from Geislinger, it looks. An inning and a third in this one. No, I think Geislinger took it back. We'll wait and see. A visit to the mound here. The batter is Peter Schomer. Well, they stay with Geislinger. Geislinger kind of wanted to give the ball to Coach Berg, and I think Coach Berg said, I don't want it. Battle your way through this. Schomer will bat. So an infield hit for Jack Suska. He'll get an RBI on that because capture's being waved around. And Peter lifts a long fly, tailing into the right field corner, foul, and up against the wall. Foul ball. Peter with a bounce out to second, his only time up in this game. 0 for 1. Peter was 0 for 2 with a sack fly, a walk, a steal, and a run in the first game. So a 14-4 game one win, and the Pioneers are off to a 6-0 lead in game two in the top of the second. Suska board at second base. Ground ball. Shortstop took a hop and goes over the shortstop, and that's going to score Jack. 7-0. just as the ball came to shortstop Damian Lincoln, all of a sudden ricochet up over the left shoulder. No chance for him to make that play. And Schomer, with a hard knock, knocks in a run. Here's third baseman Austin Dickman. Can't fault the fielder on that one. There's a runner goes. It's a high chopper in the hole, cleanly into left. Schomer stopped at second. Now he will go for third, and he will reach. And now the ball gets thrown away, and Dickman will go to second. So Dickman advances on the throw to third. And now the ninth batter of the inning, Luke Gertz. Hit back to the mound to end the first. Still one out. And Luke watched it across for a strike. Infield is drawn in here for Eden Valley Watkins. Carson Geislinger shakes off a sign. Now gets something he wants. And it's inside, 1-1. On deck, Cody Kimmon, who started this inning with a walk. Here's the look in by Geislinger. Roll to the left side. Lincoln thought about coming home, now decides to go to first, and that'll get a run home. And credit an RBI for Luke on a 6-3 ground ball. Kimmon, if Lincoln decides to come home, likely was going to be caught in a rundown because he'd come halfway down the line and stop, but Lincoln took the out at first. So Gertz will get the RBI. Dickman ends up at third, and now Kimmon lifts a fly ball towards right, and that'll be put away for the out. Pioneers have a big inning. They score six, and after an inning and a half, they now lead Eden Valley Watkins 8-0.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Pier.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call, Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
All right, welcome back to Helly Field. Piers leading Eden Valley Watkins 8-0. We go to the bottom of the second with Damian Lincoln, the Eagles shortstop, facing Cody Kimmon, and Cody delivers a strike, 0-1. Cody worked a 1-2-3 first. This is a home field here for Eden Valley Watkins in this one. Strike two is in. Looks like Alex Fornbacher is headed down to begin limbering up here in the bullpen. A lefty potentially coming in. 0-2 to Lincoln. Rolled foul. Got a piece. Piers has 8 runs on 7 hits. No runs, no hits for the Eagles. We're in the bottom of the second here at Helly Field. The windup by Cody Kimmon. Spins, and there's a base hit to left. Good piece of hitting there by Lincoln. He went down about shoe top high to golf that one out to left field. Solid hit single. And that'll bring up the right fielder, Connor Lincoln. Not an easy pitch to hit right there. That was down and in, and he just used that shoe top high swing and golfed it out in front of Adi. Here's the pitch. Lincoln rolls one left side. That'll get down by the shortstop, Suska, but an infield hit. Deep in the hole to short. It was all Jack could do to just stop the ball from going into the outfield. No play. So Damian and Connor Lincoln begin the Eagles second with base hits, and it'll bring up center fielder Gavin Clocker with nobody out. Piers is now 4-0 with their game one win. Eagles 3-5. And a reminder, the Pioneers do play once more this week, tomorrow night at Dick Putz Field. 7 o'clock for the varsity. The JV will play at 4:15. You'll hear that right here on You Are There Sports. 2-1, nobody out, second inning. Kimmon working from the stretch. Came in on the hands. Clocker lifts it back and out of play for a strike. I should alert my listeners here if at some point now in the next hour or so, if all of a sudden I stop, it's because I answer the phone call and I probably got drafted by the NFL by somebody. So I have to take that call, I'll be honest. That's the call you pick up. There's a strike, 0-2. I have declared myself eligible for the draft for the 32nd year in a row. Here's the 0-2. And high, 1-2. I'm convinced it's not my 40 time that has prevented me from being drafted. It's my vertical. Vice plays behind Lincoln at first. Here's a breaking ball. Popped up middle infield. This should be infield fly rule. Kimmon in front of home makes the catch about 15 feet directly in front of home. So there's the first out. Clocker popping to the pitcher. One down for Mitchell Utek, the DH. Short lead out there for Damian Lincoln at second. More sizable lead for Connor Lincoln at first. Inside strike. Mitchell Utek in game one was 0-2. Strikeout and a pop to first in foul territory. DHing for the second game in a row. Grounded foul of first. Sharply hit but foul by about 2 feet. 0-2. Peter Schomer picks it up down there near the bullpen. Hit to left and an infield single for the Eagles to start this inning. Then a pop-up. Piers up 8-0 here. Home half of the second. Eagles batting. Luke Gertz shading him the opposite way a little bit, about 10 feet to right center. Check swing. It'll go up against the first base dugout fence area. Still 0-2 to Mitchell Utek, who bats for Dylan Utek. Grant Johnson on deck. Eagles have played twice this week. Prior to this, there's a throw, and he's out at first. Pickoff, Cody Kimmon gets Connor Lincoln. Two outs. Good quick footwork by Cody Kimmon for out number two. And now he's a pitch away from ending this inning. 0-2, two outs, runner at second. Breaking ball, locked him up, strike three. Kimmon gets Utek on strikes. No runs, two hits, one left. After two at Helly Field, the Pioneers 8, and the Eagles nothing.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck. Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers. If you're thinking about refinancing, new construction, or buying a home, come in and talk with one of Unity Bank's experienced lenders today. They offer competitive rates, fast processing, and the convenience of local servicing, which means you'll always work with one of their experienced staff members at Unity Bank. Stop in anytime or learn more at unitybanking.com. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Go Pioneers! The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
New Eagle pitcher is Alex Fornbacher facing Preston Weiss. And first pitch was low, next pitch swung on and missed. 1-1, Preston whistled a single to the left to drive in a run in the second. It's Pierce 8, Eden Valley Watkins nothing. We begin the top of the third, game two. Pop behind third. Back is the new shortstop over there, our third baseman, Damian Lincoln. He makes the catch. So Carson Geislinger goes back to short. Moving from short to third is Damian Lincoln. Now playing first base is Mitchell Utecht. And on the mound, Alex Fornbacher. Here's Derek Schomer, bounced into a fielder's choice. And a strike. A lot of breaking stuff from Fornbacher. 0-1. Pierce 8, Eden Valley Watkins nothing. Third inning. Swinging a foul. Two strikes. On deck, second baseman Austin Reduns. Pioneers get two in the first, six in the second. Geislinger will go two innings this afternoon. As the lefty deals. And, boy, he had Derek's bailing out and swinging all in one motion, and he's out on strikes. Awkward swing and a miss for out number two. Brings up second baseman Austin Reduns. Reduns with a base hit and a run in the second inning. He has scored three times today, twice as a courtesy runner in the first game. Single and eventually scored in that six-run second. Fornbacher a little bit low with a fastball, 1-0. The 1-0. Line drive, center field hit. Reduns tomahawked went out to center. Hard hit ball. A two-out single brings up the top of the order. Reese Kapsner. He drove in two with a double to right center last time up. He's been hit by a pitch this game and scored twice. The leadoff batting catcher for the Pioneers. So Reduns at first, held by Utecht. That time of the day where the sun begins to cause some issues here for the right side of the field. Strike called, 0-1 to Reese. And the next pitch, Reese waited on a breaking ball and lines it inside the third base bag. Reduns will go to third as the ball misplayed and left. And that's going to be a single and an error and left. That got under the glove out there, and Hoff had to retrieve it. So Reduns ends up at third. Kapsner goes to second on the error in left field. But Reese has his second hit of the day, and Jack's got a chance to drive in a pair. Jack has two hits already in this one. A triple in the first, an RBI single in the second. Watches high for a ball. Not bad when you're batting in the third inning for the third time and you already got a two-hit day and a multi-RBI game. Just inside, 2-0. Jack's future team, CLC, was in action today. Doubleheader. He'll play for the Raiders next spring, joining Preston Rushlow up there. 2-1. Victory League action gets started this weekend, Sunday. Jack and the Billy Goats. Fornbacher plants one low at the feet of Jack. 3-1. First base is open. Peter Schomer is on deck. There are two outs. Dale, two outs. Here's the next pitch. Jack watches. Full count, 3-2. Vice popped to third. Schomer struck out, then a couple of hits. And now the payoff pitch for Bacher to Siska. Fisted foul onto the dugout roof of the Pioneers. Wake up in there. Not a thudding foul ball. Yeah. 3-2 once again to Jack Siska. Warren Bacher ready. Here it comes. That one was about Bill High on the helmet to Jack, and he was almost through his swing when he just tapped it foul to the Eagle dugout.
45 miles an hour.
Runners at second and third with two down here for the Pioneers, and strike three. Jack gets caught looking on the outside corner. Forenbacher doesn't allow a run. He gives up two hits. There was one error behind him, but two left on base. We'll head to the bottom of the third. The Eagles will have Grant Johnson, Logan Hoff, Carson Geisinger due up. It's Piers 8, Eden Valley, Watkins 0.
Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
I'm Cadence Tice.
I'm Isabel Gross.
And I'm Guy Clemens-Vernig.
We are sixth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce.
Think you can't afford a quality Catholic education for your children? At Holy Trinity, no one pays 100% of the cost of education. We know that family finances come in all ranges. That is why there's a variable tuition.
Holy Trinity provides a welcoming, faith-based environment with small class sizes for academic excellence. Holy Trinity is looking forward to providing many years of affordable Catholic education.
Registration for the next school year begins in March. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or find us on the web or Facebook.
All right, Cody Kimmon facing Grant Johnson here and gets a strikeout. Good breaking ball, and Cody picks up his second strikeout here to lead off the third. Brings up left fielder Logan Hoff.
Number 10, left fielder.
8-0 Pioneers. Eagles, the home team here, one down, bottom of the third, top of the order on deck. Here's the Kimmon offering, and a swing and a miss. Chase that breaking ball. No runs, couple of hits allowed here by Cody. Just over 20 pitches here. Little bit high, ball and a strike. Kimmon ready, okays the sign and delivers. Little looper behind third. That's going to get onto the outfield grass for a hit. Logan Hoff, a one-out single to left. Brings up top of the order, and now the shortstop, Carson Geisinger. Two hits, including a double in game one. He's flown to right here in this one. Fouled out to Peter Schomer in the bottom of the first. So one on, one out here. Eagles collect their third hit of this ball game. High ball one. Eden Valley Watkins managed a total of four hits in game one off two different Pioneer pitchers, Dickman and Simon Gruber. Just off the plate to the lefty, Geisinger 2-0. Short lead at first by Hoff. Fouled off his foot, and he crumbles at the plate. Ouch, that'll hurt. 2-1. Geislinger up and walks it off. On deck is Luke Jansen, the Eagles' second baseman. Eagles bus looks like they headed over the JV field. They must sense that that game's almost over. They're playing their second game of their doubleheader. There's one in the dirt, gets by Reese, and that'll advance Hoff on a wild pitch. 3-1 to Carson Geislinger. Bounce that one in front of home and up over Reese's shoulder. That's a different looking prop plane flying over. Looks like one of Pappy Boyington's old P-51 Mustangs. There's ball four upstairs. So the leadoff strikeout is followed by a single and a walk. And Luke Jansen steps into the box with a first and second one-out situation. Luke grounded a third, his only time up on a nice play by Dickman. Popped up middle infield. This will be infield fly. The pitcher, Kimmon, drops back behind the mound and makes his second catch. That's out number two. Gavin Clocker had also popped out to Cody earlier. That was in the second inning. This one behind the mound. The first one was in front of home. Pitcher Alex Fornbacher now, who lined to shortstop Jack Suska behind the bag at second to end the inning. And pickoff play, little miscommunication as Cody threw the ball, and Jack was 10 feet behind the bag. But no harm, no foul. So Fornbacher with first and second and two down now, trying to get the Eagles on the board. And he might do it here, a lash to left, but it's a diving attempt off the glove of Adi. Here comes a run to score on a line drive single by Fornbacher. Well, he turned that one around in a hurry. Hoff scores. Geislinger to second. And it's 8-1. And now third baseman Damian Lincoln to bat. Second hit of the inning, fourth of the game for Eden Valley Watkins. Dan Berg says, let's get a courtesy runner out there for Fornbacher. And it'll be number, is that 8 or 6? I think it's Herbie Walker, number 8, or Connor Kenning. So Walker announced as the courtesy runner for Fornbacher. And the batter is Damian Lincoln, who singled to left in the second inning. Will bat. Two outs, run is in, and a sharp breaking ball drops in, strike one. 8-1, Pioneers with the lead on Eden Valley Watkins. Beautiful day here, turning into a nice evening. Cody comes back with a fastball that's lifted towards Luke Gertz. Gertz over and makes the catch. Lincoln flies to center to end the inning. One run, two hits, two left. After three complete at Helly Field in the second game of the doubleheader, it's now Piers 8, Eden Valley Watkins 1.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Leshinsky at Lash's Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lash's Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, Go Pioneers!
Let me tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Piers Healy High?
Being part of a team and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teens making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
Top of the fourth inning and right fielder. Nope, we got a pinch hitter, it looks like. Is this Michael? Can't see. It looks like Michael Leidenfrost, though. Yep, Michael Leidenfrost will bat for Peter Schomer. We start the fourth, 8-1. Fornbacher's first pitch to Michael is low for a ball. 8 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Piers. A run on 4 hits on an error for the Eagles. Top of four here. Fornbacher's next pitch is low, 2-0. Peter goes 1-for-2 with an RBI single and a run in this game. Dickman on deck, and then Gertz. Michael watches a strike come in. Left-handed hitting Michael Leidenfrost with a 2-1 count. Michael had a start here against Painesville, started in left field Tuesday. Well off the plate, 3-1 to Leidenfrost. Softball team is tied at 2 in the sixth inning in the second game of their doubleheader down at Eden Valley Watkins. They won the first one 14-4 in 6 innings. To go to 6-1, Michael takes ball 4-low. Leadoff man aboard. First walk issued by Fornbacher that brings up third baseman Austin Dickman with a man on, nobody out. Base hit and a ground out for Austin in this game. Leidenfrost with a medium-sized lead and was headed back to first as Fornbacher came home and outside for a ball. And Rick Shabluski over there to instruct Michael a little bit. Fornbacher is a lefty, so that's a little bit extra advantage for him. There goes Michael running. The pitch is a strike. Johnson's throw not nearly in time. Michael was already popped up out of his slide by the time Jansen took the throw. Stolen base for Michael Leidenfrost here. Pitch was a strike, so it's 1-1, and an RBI opportunity for Austin Dickman, who's driven in 7 this year. Ooh, boy, couldn't pull the trigger. That one was a big roundhouse curve. And Dickman let it in for a strike, 1-2. Nobody out. Pioneers up 8-1 here. This is the top of the fourth. Ooh, he chased and fouled, tipped it into the mitt. He was really outside on that one and let the first perfect pitch go by, or the last perfect pitch go by, and then chased one. First out of the inning is Fornbacher's third strikeout. Here's Luke Gertz. Hit back to the pitcher and drove in a run with a ground out. Leidenfrost is running. Here's the throw. It's high, not in time. Another steal for Michael. So it's a 1-0 count now to senior center fielder Luke Gertz. Eagles will now have to bring their infield in. Inside Johnson at the belt, had to shift over, 2-0. Well, maybe the bus driver just went to Sue's drive-in. He's back already. The JV game's still going on. 2-0 pitch. Luke watches the ball 3 dart inside. On deck is the pitcher, Cody Kimmon. Pioneers with an 8-1 lead with a chance to add and get that run back they gave up in the bottom of the third. Outside, Luke's aboard. A walk. 4 pitch. Walk. Second walk of the inning. First and third for Cody Kimmon. Cody has walked and flown out. Cody's got a 4-game hit streak. Pioneers have played 4 games. Oh, he went to get the C-Squad. Yeah. Dave Schneider, the activity director and C-Squad coach, brings his guys over. Pickoff throw, and Luke dives back in, hand first. Cody Kimmon walked in the second inning, flew out in the second inning. He was the first and 10th batter in the second. Inside, Fornbacher Ball's behind Cody Kimmon, 1-0. Cody walked twice in game one. He's walked once here. Had a couple of hits in the first game. Two-run single and an RBI single. For Macaretti, Gertz is a threat to go. They got him picked. Throw, and now they'll get in a rundown. They will get the run home, and nobody covers first behind the pickoff. That's Fornbacher's responsibility, and he was watching from the mound. He didn't go over to cover the bag, and once Luke got by the first baseman, Utecht, he's back safely. So Leidenfrost comes home, and back at first is Luke Gertz. They had him picked off, but they didn't execute the rundown. 2-0 now. So I guess you give Michael a steal of home on that. So he steals second, he steals third, and steals home. Cody Kimmon with a 2-0 count. Luke Gertz. So it's 9-1 with that run on the board now. And that's inside. 3-0. That's seven straight out of the zone from Alex Fornbacher. Fornbacher ready. Here's the set by the lefty. In for a strike. 3-1. Inside, ball four, back-to-back four-pitch walks. Gertz will move up to second. Kimmon will see if they courtesy run for him, and Preston Weiss trots to home to bat.
Now batting, number 18, first baseman, Preston Weiss.
Danny Sayre is going to bring a courtesy runner in. This will be Blake Kowalczyk. So Blake is going to run for Cody. And the set and the pitch. Preston watches high. Preston has singled in a run and popped to third. One ball, no strikes. Ball two. May 18th, 1969, Rod Carew stole first, second, and third, stole second, third, and home against Detroit for the Twins. High.
He probably stole first.
And Fornbacher's 3-0. Off the plate, he has issued his third consecutive four-pitch walk. Loaded up for Isaac Otte. Dan Berg will go out. Visit. The very first recorded instance of a player in Major League Baseball stealing second, third, and home in the same inning. Much more known as a manager, the great John McGraw for the Baltimore Orioles did it against, I think they were called the New York or the Boston Bean Eaters at that time. And he did it on the 4th of July, 1899.
Were you there?
No, but Sid was. So Otte batting here in Derek Schomer's spot in the fourth. One out, one in, three on. Fornbacher low. 13 straight balls, Alex Fornbacher. Honest Wagner did it many times. Ty Cobb did it many times. There's a strike to break the string, 1-1. 2-1. Ty Cobb and Hannes Wagner tied with four times they did that in one inning. Steal second, third, and home. Swing and a miss by Isaac. 2-2. And if you think I knew that off the top of my head, you're sadly mistaken. Vorenbacher floats high. Full count now to Isaac Otte, batting in Derek Schomer's spot. Derek had a big day in game one. Three hits, including a pair of doubles, driving in four in a 14-4-5 inning win. And he walks Otte. That'll drive in Gertz. Keeps the bases full. Isaac gets an RBI, and we get Austin Redunds up, who's 2-for-2 in this one.
Number 21, second baseman, Austin Redunds.
So Kowalczyk up to third now. Weiss to second, Otte at first. One out. Swing and a miss. Redunds out on the front foot, 0-1. Twins are off tonight. Finished up a series with Houston. I think they return home to Baltimore now. Coming up the weekend. Ooh, strike called, 0-2. Nothing's more fun than sitting at home watching a ball game with a nice bowl of ice cream. 0-2, especially if it's free. Rolled up the line to third. Foul. Top of the order. I say that because I want to bet. Free ice cream last night on the Twins' loss. Reese Kapsner awaiting his turn as the Pioneers have scored two in the inning, now lead 10-1. Roll foul. Austin just got on top of that ball, kept his at-bat alive. Softball team has fallen behind now 3-2, batting in the bottom of the seventh, so they'll need to rally down at Eden Valley. Vorenbacher ready. Well high again, and it's a ball and two strikes. Five walks in the inning. Vorenbacher deals. Base hit, three hit game for Redunds. How many are going to score? One. Weiss chugging around third. He's in, and Redunds with a two-run single. Solid hit for Austin Redunds to drive in two more. Blake Kowalczyk scores. Preston Weiss scores. And the top of the order, Reese Kapsner comes up. A four-run inning, and it's now a 12-1 lead. Reese is going to be lifted here. Comes back from the batter's box, takes off the helmet, and Noah Sakala is going to bat. So Sakala will bat. First and second. Boy, what a nice game for Austin Redunds. Three hits. Those two RBIs. He has scored a run in this one. Scored a couple of times in game one. And he watches one high. Noah Sakala here. Batting in Reese Kapsner's spot. Reese. A single, a double, two RBIs, two runs. And that one is skipping away and no advancement. Otte had dove back in and Luke Jansen picks it up behind second. That's only the first hit of the inning here for the Pioneers on the Redunds hit, five walks. And Vorenbacher delivers, and Noah takes high for a ball, 2-0. On deck, Jack Suska. Noah, soft line drive, caught, back to the bag at second, and safe. Close play, but Otte back. So Noah hit it right to the hole at short where Geislinger was shading and puts it away for the second out. Good contact, though, by Noah. Two outs for Jack Suska. Good to see Noah. He put a good swing on that ball, just hit it to the mid of a fielder. Jack takes it high. Struck out looking his last time up. He has tripled in a run, singled in a run. He has scored twice. Pioneers with a 12-1 lead. JV games over, C squads over. Only show in town now at Helly Field. Breaking ball bends inside to Suska. Two balls, no strikes. We'll be with you tomorrow night from St. Cloud, Dick Putz Field, Pioneers and Crusaders. 7 o'clock scheduled first pitch for the varsity. Pulled foul. 2-1 now to Suska. Pioneers out hitting the Eagles here in this one, 10-4. Lefty Alex Fornbacher facing lefty Jack Suska. High, 3-1. Looks like we'll have Leidenfrost do up next in Schomer's spot. Michael led off this inning. Fornbacher, 3-1 delivery. Jack went hunting one up around his shoulders and fouled it back, 3-2. Three and two the count. And Fornbacher is ready. Payoff pitch. Runners will lead. There they go. Fastball swing and a miss. That's the inning. Fornbacher strikes out Suska, but the Pioneers have a big fourth. Four runs on one hit, aided by five walks. There were two left. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's now Pierce 12. Eden Valley Watkins 1.
Let me tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Pierce Healy High?
Being part of a team and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teams making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League!
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Matthias Algren, a member of the Pierce track team. The Pierce Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers, and fans that helped to make all of the seasons a success so far. We would also like to thank all of the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports season in full swing, we would like to encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is great entertainment. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
Welcome back to Helly Field. Pierce 12, Eden Valley Watkins 1, bottom of the fourth. Hurry Walker now batting. Noah Sekulla stays in the game. He's now catching, replacing Reese Kapsner. A couple of other changes to tell you about as soon as we identify them. Strikeout looking. Walker gets called out on Cody Kimmons' third strikeout of the game. Cody, the starting pitcher, now has gone 3 1/3 here, allowing a run on four hits. He'll face the center fielder, Gavin Clocker. Let's see. The infield is the same. Veith, Redunds, Suska, and Dickman. Sekulla has replaced Kapsner at catcher. Ground ball to its second. Cleanly played. Austin over to Veith, out number two. Do have a couple of different outfielders out there, though. Charles Picard. No, that is, I think that's 19. That might be Simon Gruber out there. The batter is Dylan Utecht. Utecht batting for the first time. And a little bit low. Ball one. Bottom of the fourth. Here's the Kimmen pitch. Foul back. 1-1. The right fielder is 13, Brandon Stuckmeyer. Here's the 1-1. Little inside and high. 2-1. Pretty good fastball. Center fielder now is Blake Kowalczyk. Swing and a miss, 2-2. Good fastball again. Isaac Oddie is still in left. 2-2 the count. Swing and a miss down on strikes. Kimmen, 1-2-3, including a pair of strikeouts. We've completed four at Helly Field. We go to the fifth. Pioneers may be batting for the final time. They lead it 12-1.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328. Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
All right, new pitcher is Damian Lincoln. Alex Fornbacher goes back to first base. Now playing third is Dylan Utecht. And the batter will be Michael Leidenfrost to start the top of the fifth. Piers 12, Eden Valley Watkins 1. I mentioned that if the softball team was going to sweep, they would need a rally in the bottom of the seventh, trailing 3-2. They rallied. Ella Kalushi's walk-off two-run double wins it. And the softball team wins 4-3 to back up their 14-4 game one win, a sweep for the softball team. So Michael Leidenfrost will bat for the second time here. He walked and stole his way around the bases in the fourth. Leidenfrost, and it looks like Riley Rauch is going to bat here for Austin Dickman. He's in the on-deck circle. And here's Lincoln's first pitch, and he unwinds a fastball, 0-1. Next pitch is, look out, coach. Look, oh boy, that group of fans leaving, including is that a baby stroller? No, it was a luggage bag. Whew. 0-2. That ball, they didn't have time to even scatter. Pulled foul on the ground pass first. Still 0-2. Pierce scored 2 in the first here, 6 in the second, and 4 in the fourth. Eagles' lone run came in the third. Cody Kimmen. See if he comes out for a complete game. He's in the fifth. There's nobody in the bullpen, so I'm guessing Cody will come out in the bottom of the fifth. Michael swings and misses, and Lincoln gets his first man on strikes. Riley Rauch Nope. Riley was in the batter's box, but he won't bat. It'll be Charles Pekar. Charles batting. The senior right-hander watches low. Three-sport athlete for the Pioneers. Charles, cross-country, basketball, and baseball. Big part of the drama department, the choir. Just been a real fun kid to be around. And senior that doesn't get to see a lot of playing time. He's a fan favorite in basketball in the winter and able to score a couple of baskets late. This might be his first varsity at-bat, too. Swings and misses. 0-2 now to Charles. One out. The two-strike pitch to Charles Pekar. Checked and got away. He hustles out of the box. Charles down the line. The throw to first is in time. Strikeout throw out. Lincoln has fanned the first two batters. Good hustle, though, by Charles. And now we'll get Blake Kowalczyk to hit.
Number 10, center fielder, Blake Kowalczyk.
Blake was used as a runner for Cody Kimmon earlier. Now he'll get an at-bat. He replaced Luke Gertz in center. And he's got a base hit. He might have extra bases. Blake motoring into second. And he's in there with a stand-up two-out double. So Blake rips one into right center for a two-base hit. The 11th hit of the game for the Pioneers. And that was a no-doubter. He turned that one around and ripped it. And now Riley's going to bat. Riley's going to bat in Kimmon's spot. So Riley now getting his first varsity at-bat. High for a ball. Preston Vitha is on deck, but I think he just got called back. There's a strike to Riley, a left-handed hitter. One of the better ice fishermen on the team. Here's the 1-1. Riley watches low. Here goes Kowalczyk to third. He got a good jump on that ball in the dirt. And Johnson didn't have a throw. 2-1. Wild pitch will be charged to Lincoln. Yep, Jonah Prokot has moved on deck, replacing Veith. Lincoln's 2-1 pitch to Riley. Snuck in for a strike. 2-2 to Riley Rauch. Son of Jerry and Beth. Got away from, no, it hit him. Thought it got the catcher, but it got a piece of Riley. He goes to first, and that'll bring up Jonah Prokot in Preston Vice's spot.
Number 22, Jonah Prokot.
Jonah getting his first at-bat of the year. Preston, single, pop-up, and a walk. Scored a run in this one, drove in a run. And Jonah watches a strike, 0-1. And Brandon Stuckmeyer would hit next if Jonah keeps this inning alive. Here's the pitch from Lincoln, and it's served down the line, out of play. Fornbacher can't catch up to it. 0-2 to Jonah Prokot, sophomore. Eagles will bat in the bottom of the fifth. They're going to need at least two. 12-1 our score. Rick Shabluski shielding his eyes over there. There's one nubbed foul. Maybe Rick's just rubbing his temples, realizing what Linda bought at the Pierce garage sales. Jonah Prokot looking for a base hit here to drive in one. Kowalczyk at third, Rauch at first. Little inside. Good take by Jonah. So softball team sweeps, and the Pioneers are three outs away from a baseball sweep against Eden Valley Watkins here. Lowe got by the catcher. Rauch will advance. Kowalczyk holds, so it's second and third. Two balls, two strikes now to Jonah Prokot. Stuckmeyer on deck. Good luck to the golf teams tomorrow. They actually have two events tomorrow. Fouled away. It's that day on the golf schedule where the boys start in Bruton at Prairie View at 9 a.m. The girls golf at Osakis at 9 a.m. And then they get on the bus and they trade places. Girls will go to Bruton. The boys come to Osakis. There's a ground ball towards short. Geislinger on the second hop across to first to get Jonah to end the inning. No runs. A Blake Kowalczyk double. Two left. Bottom of the fifth coming up. The Pioneers need three outs to end it. They lead Eden Valley Watkins 12-1.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Minnesota, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who played high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Kenco Drywall in Pierce says good luck to the Pierce Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the Upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says, go Pioneers!
All right, a couple of changes in the field. Jonah Prokot stays in the game, plays first. Maverick Kowalczyk is in center. You've got, Maverick Kowalczyk is in right. Blake's in center. Austin Dickman re-enters the game at third. Michael Leidenfrost in left. And the batter, swing and a miss. This might be pinch hitter number 20, Michael Bouch. Michael Bouch. Swings and misses.
Morgan Valley, now batting number 20, Michael Bouch.
Came over from the JV game. And that one misses outside. 2-1 from Cody Kimmon, who is looking to go the distance here in his first start of the season. He has struck out four, walked one man, allowed a run on four hits, and he has been pretty good out there. Swing and a miss. Strikeout. One out in the fifth. Strikeout number five for Cody Kimmon. And this should be Connor Kenning. It is. Kenning replaced Logan Hoff in left field earlier. One out in the fifth. 12-1 Pioneers. Chopper off the glove of Kimmon to Suska, and that'll be an infield hit. Deflected off the glove of Cody, and Connor Kenning collects a one-out infield single to turn the order over to shortstop Carson Geislinger. Track and field hosts a meet tomorrow. Baseball team plays at Cathedral. The softball team plays at Wade Park against Cathedral. Both varsity games start at 7, baseball and softball in St. Cloud tomorrow. Hey, don't forget the 5K run walk is this Saturday at the school. You can come out and take part in that. There's our first Dirt Devil of the spring kicking up near Jonah Prokot. One ball, no strikes. Kimmon just missed the corner, 2-0. A walk and a fly to right so far in this game by Geislinger. A couple of hits, including a double in game one. One on, one out. High and outside, 3-0. Three balls and no strikes. Leadoff man, our one-out infield hit here have the Eagles. And the pause in the pitch is high, and it's a walk. First and second. Oh. 3-1, I guess, the count. I thought it was 3-0. So, Geisinger's still up there. There's a strike, and now it's a full count. 3-2. That the 7th annual Pioneer Walk Run. There's a swing and a miss. Geisinger out on strikes. Two down, and here is the second baseman, Luke Jansen.
Number 2, second baseman, Luke Jansen.
8:30 on Saturday. And first pitch ball. Pop to the pitcher and a ground out for Luke in this game. The walkers start at 8:30. Excuse me, the runners, the walkers will start after that. Don't want to get in their way. Low to Luke, 2-0. Oh, I started last week. I should finish last. At the knees for a strike, 2-1. Two outs in the fifth. Pioneers looking to finish off a sweep here. A couple of 10-run rule games. Right now it's 12-1. They need one more out. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Bends Luke back, 3-1. Runner at first is Connor Kenning with an infield hit. And Kimmon on his 3-1 pitch. Luke tops it towards third. This will be Dickman scooping. That's a fair ball, says the umpire. And it'll be an infield hit. Jansen aboard to keep the game alive. A couple of infield singles here in the fifth. Two on for the first baseman, Alex Fornbacher. Got an RBI single and a line out to short. Hit the ball hard twice. Drove in the Eagles only run in this one with a third inning single. He was the middle reliever. Kimmon needs one more out, that 15th out here. Breaks a curveball inside, ball one. If Fornbacher keeps the game alive, Damian Lincoln is due up for the Eagles, who suddenly have a full dugout. Ground ball up the middle. Suska boots it. Everybody is safe. That'll be an error on Jack. And the game continues. Pioneers commit their first error, and that'll get Lincoln up. Damian Lincoln to bat. He has a single and a fly to center.
Damian Lincoln.
Base is full. Damian is the starting center fielder in this game now on the mound. This is a strike delivered by Cody Kimmon. Eagles have loaded the bases with two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. They need to get that runner at second home to propel the game into a sixth inning and take the 10-run rule out of play. Swing and a miss, and Cody Kimmon now needs a strike to finish it off. 0-2 to Lincoln. With the huge lead, Pioneers defense back. Well, two outs, they'd play it back anyway, but the 0-2. Curveball loop down the line to left, base hit. One run is in. Leidenfrost fires it in, so it's 12-2. Connor Kenning scores on the RBI single to left on an 0-2 pitch. And Luke Jansen moves up to third. Alex Fornbacher to second. And Damian Lincoln has his second hit. And here now is Herbie Walker. Walker batted in the fourth and struck out against Kimmon. Chops it right side. This will be Redun's charging, fielding, throwing, and ending the ball game. Eagles get one and leave them full, and that ends it by the 10-run rule, the final. Pierce 12, Eden Valley Watkins 2 in 5 innings.
Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Pierce, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery, so don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is a family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
At Schomer Insurance, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
All right, it's a sweep for the baseball team today. Both 10-run rule games, 14-4 and 12-2. Second game line scores, Pierce 12 runs, 11 hits and an error. They leave 7 on. Eagles 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, 8 left on. Winning pitcher, a complete game for Cody Kimmon. Goes the 5 innings, 2 runs, 7 hits, strikes out 6 and walked 1 for his first win of the season. Carson Geisinger gets the loss. He pitched the first two, charged with 8 of the runs. Alex Fornbacher went 2. Damian Lincoln pitched the top of the fifth. Pierce scored 2 in the first, 6 in the second, and another 6 in the fourth. Eagles got 1 in the third, 1 in the fifth. So the Pioneers, with their doubleheader sweep, improved to 5-0, 4-0 in the CMC. Next game is tomorrow night, a non-conference game at Dick Putz Field. They take on the always tough St. Cloud Cathedral Crusaders, the JV, at 4:15. C-Squad plays at Whitney Park tomorrow, 4:30. And JV will play at Putz at 4:15. with a varsity game scheduled for a 7 o'clock start. Softball team also sweeps today. They were down in Eden Valley Watkins. They won 14-4 in six innings and got a two-run walk-off double from Ella Colucci in the bottom of the seventh to come up with a come-from-behind 4-3 win in the second. So 7-1 now for Matt Pepping's softball squad. Tomorrow it is a busy day. The golf is in action twice. Both girls and boys play. Boys start 9 a.m. in Bruton at Prairie View. The girls will golf at 9, their 9-hole event in the conference at Osakis, and then they'll each get on a bus and trade places. The boys will come to Osakis for a 1 o'clock tee start, and the girls go to Prairie View for their 1 o'clock CMC. Both won their conference openers Tuesday. Both teams finished first in the conference, meet at Albion Ridges near Maple Lake, so good start for the golfers. Girls were in action yesterday, finishing fourth out of 14 at an event in Malacca. Pretty strong field, too, so good job by the girls' golf team. The track teams are home tomorrow for a meet. That's about 4:15, 4:30 start there for them. Softball team will play in Waite Park at River's Edge Complex. That's the one with the splash park down there where the softball team has played their playoff games the last couple of years. They'll take on Cathedral, 7 o'clock start for the varsity there. The baseball team, as we said, is at Dick Putz for their game against St. Cloud Cathedral. So busy, busy this time of year. Should be pretty nice tomorrow before some weather moves in Saturday. Might be a sloppy 5K Saturday morning, but don't let that stop you from coming on out and supporting that event. So it's a 14-4 and 12-2 day for the Pioneer baseball team as Coach Sayre gathers his team down the left field line, as he does routinely after every game, to talk over what he saw, what he liked, what he didn't like, and what message he needs to give his team before they head home. And we'll come back and maybe be able to talk to Danny if time permits. But it's a good day. Two more wins for the Pioneers today as they defeat Eden Valley Watkins.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who purchased banners this season. To name a few: Piers Veterinary Clinic, Piers Village, Meadow Ponds, Partners Senior Living, Pioneer Lake Neutral, Premier Construction, Premier Concrete, Rainstorm LLC, Remax Dave Fisher, Red Rooster, Edzato, Rice Creek Hunting, Rich Prairie Chiropractic, Rich Prairie Livestock, Ritter's Thompson and Olson, Sarabacco, Schumer Insurance, Select Therapy, Shugun, Shelley Funeral Chapels, Smoothies Oil, St. Gabriel's, Sunrise Ag, T&M Shooting Sports, Thielen Meats of Piers, TLC Enterprises, Trobix Bus Service, United Spray Foam, Unity Bank, Vernon, Pat Watercott, Vernick Manufacturing, Wakefield Pork, and WBE Electric. Again, thanks for supporting Legion Park.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers.
It's a sweep for the baseball team. 14-4, 12-2. Both games end in five innings against Eden Valley Watkins. Coach Danny Sayre here. Nice to put some big innings together after a couple of low-scoring, close one-run wins. Nice to get the offense going.
Yeah, it is. I thought we had some really good approaches today. You know, obviously the first game, when you score 9 runs in the first inning, it kind of sets a tone. You know, and it's hard to continue to do that. We talked to the kids yesterday about our doubleheader.
To keep the aggressive.
It is. Yeah. And, you know, all of a sudden it got to be 9-4, and it gets a little bit uncomfortable, but the kids answered back, and, you know, we talked to them yesterday about a doubleheader. You know, Coach Jablewski mentioned that it's hard to win two games in a doubleheader. Actually, sometimes it's worse when you 10-run a team early on or you beat them by a good margin because, you know, kids get a little relaxed, oh, we're going to do it again, but it's 0-0, and I actually thought one of the biggest innings of the day was the first inning of the second game. After we 10-run in the first game, come out and get two right away, yep. Our top of the order got some runs up, and I think kind of took the wind out of their sails. But, no, very proud of the kids today. I thought we swung the bats really well.
Yeah, you did. You got some guys into games here, some game situations here. We haven't seen a whole lot yet. Let's start, first of all, Simon Gruber does a nice job for you. Just gets one inning, but you got to start somewhere, and Simon gets his varsity debut here.
Yeah, you do. You know, and, you know, Nicky came out and, you know, kind of got by and probably wasn't the sharpest he'd wanted to be, but he battles like he always does. And, you know, we're planning on Nicky or Simon potentially throwing two, maybe three innings, and of course we 10-run him, so he didn't get a chance to go back out there, which is fine. And we were actually kicking around starting him game two.
Yep.
But the hard part is it's such a long wait. I just hate to do that early in the year, especially where the away team, I didn't want to have a half hour in between there. But, no, he did a very nice job coming in. First of all, you throw strikes. We don't like giving up hits, but we sure don't like walking people and hitting guys, and he came in and did a nice job.
And then a bunch of guys got some at-bats in that second game here. The JV game, when those get over early, gives those guys a chance to get over here and able to get them in the game. It's always nice.
Yeah. You know, we had close to 20 guys, yep. At least 20 guys today get in, and, you know, we love that. And we talk to kids all the time about be ready and take advantage of your opportunity. You know, Coach Pittman was actually out sick today, so Andy Leidenfrost and Teddy Daly were coaching JV, and you'll see once in a while Jablewski will answer his phone over there. He's not talking to his wife. He's talking to the JV coaches.
Okay.
We're bringing over a couple of JV guys. I think we had 6 or 8 JV kids play varsity, then go back over and play JV just to get them some at-bats and some experience. So it's really cool. When you can have a full bench like that, especially the JV gets done early, because you want to try to get those kids in game situations if you can.
One final thought on this game before we talk about the opponent tomorrow night. The impressive thing that sometimes gets overlooked and the overall team speed of the Pioneers here. It's a weapon.
Yep, and we actually as a coaching staff talked early on, and we thought that was one of our weapons. You know, you take kids at the top of our order, they can all run. Kids in the middle of our order can run. You know, there's probably not every kid in the order that's
the ability for to have multiple guys that can score from first base,
yes.
On like a double,
yes.
Is big.
Yeah.
And you've got several of those.
We do. Because them are game changers.
Yep.
Especially when you get later in the season, your grass is playing a little shorter, balls are in the gap more. The other thing is I thought we had a number of kids today go first to third on hits.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that, if you can get first to third, you take a force out of play, and you put in a first and third situation where you can steal, delayed steal. And, you know, there was actually one running situation that didn't look like a big deal, but Austin Dickman had base hit to left field. They threw, we held the guy up at third base. They threw, missed a cutoff guy. He busted his, yep, tail out of the box. He got to second base,
yep,
on that. Next pitch, somebody got a hit. And I mean, it's, yep, stuff like that. And it doesn't always show up in a 14-4 game or a 12-2 game, but it really makes a difference.
It's a good lesson learned.
Exactly, in a one-run game. So, no, very proud of the kids for that today.
St. Cloud Cathedral tomorrow night, and that's always a fun game and a special game against a very good quality program with Coach Karn.
It is. You know, it's a great time for it. We're 6 games in. You know, coming off a doubleheader, we hit the ball well, and that game always gets circled on the calendar.
I think
we'd be lying if we said it didn't. The kids are pumped for it. Of course, we're playing in a beautiful facility at Putz Field. Our goal is to get there in section playoff time. We know how fun that atmosphere is. It's a night game. And, you know, we told the kids it's you don't win or lose a section championship tomorrow night in a regular season game. But it's a really good gauge to see where we're at. And it's good to have a high-intense game like that tomorrow, because those games, the last how many years when we play them, it's a great game, and we're looking forward to it. Kids are excited.
The final thought here, Cody Kimmon gives you a very solid 5 innings to get his win. You played him at third. You played him at second. Hit the ball again today. Just a nice overall day for Cody.
Yeah. First up, great kid.
Yep.
Cody is a great kid, extremely coachable, you know, and he's very versatile. Obviously, you rattled off the position. He's played everywhere in the infield, but short for us this year, and he just does what's asked of him. He goes out, and he's a very, very bright ball player. He's a Kimmon, so he's growing up around seeing a lot of baseball. But, no, very happy. We actually weren't sure going in today who we were starting game two, and Max Jablewski said, you know what, let's go with Cody. Let's give him a start, see what he can do. And he threw strikes. Yeah, he gave up a few runs and a few hits, but you throw strikes, you don't walk, guys. You make them beat you, and he did that.
We should let the fans know again, just the C-Squad plays at Whitney tomorrow.
Yep.
JV will play at Putts, followed by you.
Correct. Yep, C-Squad's at Whitney. I think it's Field 2 at Whitney, okay, if I remember right. They play at 4:30. JV plays at Putts at 4:15, and then the varsity plays, give or take, 7 o'clock right after that at Putts as well. So it should be fun. We got three very, very competitive games tomorrow, and we're looking forward to it. Hopefully the weather is nice.
See you there, Coach.
Thanks, Rick.
Coach Sayre of the Pioneers, who win two today by the 10-run rule over Eden Valley Watkins, 14-4, 12-2 your finals. We'll give you our final thoughts from Helifield next.
Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Pierce Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all-natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers.
Well, a busy day tomorrow. All the teams in action. Boys and girls golf, track, baseball, and softball. So get out and cheer on the Pioneer team of your choice. Plenty of opportunity. First pitch, 7 o'clock, Dick Putts Field tomorrow. We'll see you there as the Pioneers sweep Eden Valley Watkins. 14-4 and 12-2, both in five-inning contests. Piers now 5-0 on the season. Piers Cathedral tomorrow night on your home for Pioneer Sports. You are their sports. Thanks for listening, everybody.